AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Biden administration proposes a new rule that would allow U.S. immigration officials to quickly reject migrants who are a public safety or national security risk and cross the border illegally. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez.
Separately, President Biden is also considering invoking a sweeping presidential power to further restrict asylum here at the border, but he has not made a final decision. And the urgency for him to act has somewhat lessened because of a dramatic drop in illegal crossings. Since soaring to record levels in December, illegal crossings here have dropped by over 40%.
The rate of guns stolen from cars in the U.S. has tripled over the last decade, making them the largest source of stolen guns in the country. That according to a report by the gun safety group Everytown. Senior research director Sarah Bird Sharps.
The top five cities in terms of rate of guns stolen from cars are number one, Memphis, Tennessee, number two, Atlanta, Georgia, number three, St. Louis, Missouri, number four, Richmond, Virginia, and number five, San Antonio, Texas.
The family of a black U.S. airman is demanding full transparency after they say a Florida deputy responding to a call burst into the wrong apartment and killed him. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The sheriff met with his family and promised a full criminal investigation.
My baby was shot up.
Earlier, his family stood alongside civil rights attorney Ben Crump, claiming the deputy burst into the wrong apartment.
They had a duty to make sure they were at the right apartment before they busted in the door.
But the sheriff disputes those claims.
Two backcountry skiers are dead and one has been rescued after an avalanche outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. KUTV-TV's Kirsten McPeak.
Avalanches are common in this region. Experts say rapidly changing weather conditions are triggering them this late in the season.
Up in the mountains, it's full-on winter with dense, heavy snow, strong winds, and any time the sun pops out or there's rapidly rising temperatures, that, of course, is instantly going to ramp up the avalanche danger.
That's Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Craig Gordon. Former adult film star Stormy Daniels ends 2 days of testimony with former President Donald Trump's defense team trying to poke holes in her story of an alleged sexual encounter with him. CBS's Michael George also reports.
The judge in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump has denied the defense team's latest request for a mistrial. Manhattan criminal court judge Juan Merchan also rejected efforts to have the gag order against Trump modified.
A judge finds Beach Boys' Brian Wilson needs a court conservatorship after a serious mental decline and the death of his wife, who handled many of his affairs. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverly being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverly, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverly already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot. spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it just still sucks sitting there just watching, especially, you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0-for-5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two this evening, otherwise clearing overnight, and lows dropping down to the low 40s. For tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, then increasing clouds and a chance of showers in the late afternoon and evening. Highs in the upper 60s. Sunny and near 70 Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Maybe a late day storm. Right now it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kristi Noem. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. Stormy Daniels' cross-examination just finished. I'm not sure if they're going to do, I think it's called redirect, where the prosecution comes back and, you know, asks her more questions to kind of blow up the cross-examination. I'm assuming that's going to happen. You know, it's moving along. I think the larger issue is an issue of presidential morality, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment. Also, in the first hour of our program, Vermont is poised to become the first U.S. state to charge big oil for climate damage, and what Trump promised big oil if they give him $1 billion. Also in the first hour of our program, a good news alert. Trump promised Wisconsin jobs, but Biden actually delivered them. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by, the veteran war correspondent who's based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. And why does Louisiana's governor want to rewrite his state's constitution? Nobody's quite sure, actually. I think, you know, if a draft were ever to appear, we would find out. I suspect it has something to do with, I don't know, maybe not letting black people vote. I mean, after all, he's a Republican governor of Louisiana. We'll see. And in the third hour of our program, Ali Velshi is going to drop by the program. He's got a new book out. It's an autobiography. Really kind of a biography of his family. It goes back more than a century. It's called Small Acts of Courage. And it's just extraordinary, just an extraordinary book. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation. So and of course, you know, your calls throughout the day, whatever's on your mind. But I want to start out with this issue of presidential morality. I think the Stormy Daniels trial, or the election interference trial, to be more accurate, is emblematic of this. In fact, it's bringing this home to Americans in a way that, had this trial not happened, I think it would have been a real disservice, frankly. I mean, this is why, if nothing else, what this trial demonstrates is the damage that Eileen Cannon, Judge Cannon down in Florida, who has indefinitely postponed Donald Trump's trial for stealing national security documents from the White House, and then lying to the FBI about them, or the trial in Judge Tanya Chutkan's courtroom in New York, that the four Republicans on the Supreme Court, or at least four Republicans on the Supreme Court, have also delayed, at least until this fall, and perhaps beyond that. I mean, we'll see. They're furiously writing their opinions. The kind of damage that the Republicans on the Supreme Court and this Republican judge down in Florida are doing to our electoral system, but it's not just our electoral system, it's our democracy as a whole. And this is, I think, the really important thing. You know, I mean, what we're learning, you know, what we've learned today and or really in the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I guess it is now, with this election interference trial in New York City right now, is that Donald Trump hadn't even been married 2 years. I mean, in fact, it wasn't even a year and a half that he had been married when he had this affair with Stormy Daniels. It was just a few weeks after his wife gave birth to their youngest child, Barron. And it really highlights just a fundamental lack of respect for any of the rules of society. Now, you know, it's real easy to kind of rant and be all moralistic about, you know, a man having an affair. I'm not sure you could call this an affair, but exploiting an opportunity, whatever you want to call it. In my opinion, it's closer to rape, frankly. You know, he blocked Stormy Daniels from leaving the room. She never, you know, explicitly consented to having sex with him, but she didn't refuse. But I think that what it tells us is how entitled Trump feels. He really and truly believes that the rules of society that apply to all the rest of us don't apply to him. Most countries split the functions of head of state and head of government. The head of state in the United Kingdom, for example, is right now King Charles. It was Queen Elizabeth. The head of government is Rishi Sunak, the prime minister. In Israel, the head of government is the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, but the head of state is the president, whose name is escaping me at the moment. That's how, what is it, Herzog? No, I don't know. In any case, I don't know if it's most countries, but many countries do this. They split apart these functions. And the head of government, the prime minister, typically, in some cases, the president, is the person who basically is a bureaucrat, is the person who basically runs the day-to-day functions of government, gets things done, is requires good administrative skills and a certain level of, you know, fundamental honesty. But the head of state, that position requires a certain level of decency. I mean, it's why the Brits were so horrified when Prince Charles seemed to be, you know, not the best husband to Diana, and maybe even having an affair with the woman to whom he's now married. You're the head of state. You're supposed to be the moral example for the country. Here in the United States, we merge those two functions in our president. The president is both the head of state and the head of government. And Donald Trump failed in both. As head of government, he was a completely incompetent administrator. I mean, you know, for example, COVID. We had more Americans died of COVID, more people died of COVID in the United States than in any other developed country in the world. And frankly, on a per capita basis, more Americans died of COVID than in any other country in the world, period, with, I believe, two exceptions. You know, and you know, they're, you know, very desperately poor countries. Why is that? Because he was both malicious and incompetent, but a lousy head of government. But I'm concerned with his position as head of state. George Washington is sometimes referred to as the father of our country, the father of America. And what that says, and you know, he could have held on to the presidency until he died. He could have been kind of a king for life if he wanted. But he wanted to set an example. He left the presidency after two terms and set an example that was kept right up until the 1940s. And FDR arguably only violated that standard, that precedent, because he felt that the United States was experiencing, you know, so much of a crisis at the time. So here we have now a head of state. Here we have a head of state who is, basically an immoral or amoral person. Now, we have had people like that before. You know, we had Richard Nixon, but we got rid of him. We had Andrew Johnson. Congress actually changed the composition of the Supreme Court so that Andrew Johnson couldn't appoint anybody to the Supreme Court. They passed a law to reduce the number of members of the Supreme Court. They realized what an immoral man he was. We had Andrew Jackson, you know, the Trail of Tears and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we had a few immoral leaders. But none, none, zero, even Richard Nixon didn't suck up to foreign dictators. None of them trash-talked our foreign allies. None of them stole things from the White House. None of them shared our national security secrets with foreign governments in ways that led to our spies and our allies' spies being burned, like Trump did in the first weeks in the White House when he invited the Russian foreign minister and ambassador into the White House and gave them the name of one of the top spies who was keeping track of what the Russians were up to in Syria, leading to that spy being burned. He was an Israeli spy, but he was also reporting to us, which is how Trump knew about it. I mean, none of them ever did any of those things. None of them tried to overturn an election. So the point that I'm making is that as the moral leader of America, the president sets this example. I mean, 18-year-olds who will be voting this year have pretty much never known any other presidents than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And many of them seem to think that Joe Biden is an anomaly, when actually he's the norm, you know, a decent man who's getting things done. And you've got this whole, you know, the whole Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA, this whole, you know, youth movement coming up saying, yeah, Donald Trump, he's our example. Yeah, let's rape some more women. And yeah, women shouldn't even vote. I mean, there's this movement in the Republican Party to end the 19th Amendment that gave women the vote in 1920. My point is that the moral damage that Donald Trump has done to this country in the last 9 years, and arguably even before that, when he started, you know, his birther stuff about Obama, you know, just, you know, it started in 2008, just being openly racist. The moral damage that Donald Trump has done to this country is going to take a generation to repair, and maybe longer than that. And, of course, if he gets back into the White House, the moral damage will probably be something from which we certainly won't recover in my lifetime. And maybe not in the lifetime of even, you know, my grandchildren. We'll see. But, you know, nobody's talking about this, and I wanted to bring it up. I think it's really important. The moral leadership of a president is actually important.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Vermont taking a big step. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture that they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. So, interesting news. Vermont, and by the way, they're not unique in this. They may just be the first. Vermont is poised to pass a groundbreaking major piece of legislation forcing polluting companies to pay for the damages of their climate crisis. You'll recall, or maybe not, you don't live in Vermont, you might not be following this, but Vermont experienced just a horrific year, really the last couple of years. I mean, last July, there were catastrophic floods in Vermont. Roads were turned into rivers. Houses were destroyed. I mean, literally floating downstream. Two people were killed by the rushing waters. More than $1 billion in damages in this little state of Vermont with only 600,000 people in it. And this was 11 years after the tropical storm Irene had also devastated Vermont. So the Vermont legislature, which is dominated by Democrats, even though their governor is a Republican, a moderate Republican, let me add, the Vermont legislature is on the verge of passing major legislation that would claw back from, well, actually what it would do is it would set up a fund to reimburse and people for damage from climate change and to pay for the remediation
both at the state level and at the individual level, of climate change. And they want to get the money from this, and we don't know how large that fund will be. It's estimated it might be $1 billion or $2 billion. They want to get the money for this fund from the fossil fuel industry. And this is extraordinary. They're using what's called the Carbon Majors Database. The Carbon Majors database is a large database that lists the world's largest polluters and how much they contribute to the climate crisis. And then they would, you know, so if this company is 25% of it and that company is 45% of it, then they would, you know, they would apportion the money that these companies have to pay the state of Vermont based on those percentages. And now you've got New York, California, Maryland, and Massachusetts. The legislatures of those four states are all also looking at doing something very much like this. The measure in New York has actually already passed the state Senate, and it would get $30 billion from the fossil fuel industry. They're hoping that they can get it before the state assembly, their equivalent of the House of Representatives, before their session ends on the 6th of June, which is, you know, roughly 4 weeks from now. All five states are considered, these are sometimes referred to as climate superfund bills, because it's like, you know, the actual superfund is a federal fund that was set up by federal legislation back in the 70s. This is, these would be essentially state superfunds, but not to like clean up toxic waste dump sites, but to deal with the atmosphere having been the fossil fuel industry's toxic waste dump site. And unlike regular lawsuits, these legislative proposals don't require proof of the history of deception on the part of the fossil fuel companies. So it's not like this has to be litigated or relitigated, although, you know, that proof is easy enough to find. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland are trying to do a federal version of this. They tried to get it into the infrastructure bill in 2022, but it got bounced out in the face of just intense lobbying and massive amounts of money coming down from the fossil fuel industry. You know, this is going to be voted on. The House of Representatives in Vermont passed this 94-38. And it received a preliminary approval in the Senate. This is a procedural vote, 26-3, which is a really good sign. Now, Phil Scott, the governor, is a Republican, and you know, he'll probably veto it because as a Republican, you know, he gets money from the fossil fuel industry. But they've got more than enough votes now in the Vermont House and Senate to override a veto. So keep an eye on this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And what's the deal with Trump and Biden in Wisconsin and jobs? I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. Stay tuned.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration is proposing changes to the asylum process at the southern border. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez is in El Paso.
It would empower U.S. immigration officials to more quickly reject migrants who cross the border illegally and who are deemed to be a public safety threat or a national security risk, including those who are suspected terrorists.
The rate of guns stolen from cars in the U.S. has tripled over the last decade. The gun safety group Everytown's Sarah Bird Sharp.
Well, if you ask somebody how often they think a gun was stolen from a car, I can bet that few people would say every 9 minutes.
Police in Florida have released video of the shooting of an Air Force enlisted man by a deputy who allegedly burst into the wrong apartment. CBS's Mark Strassman says the man's family wants answers.
The investigator is now looking into this shooting. The deputy who pulled the trigger has been placed on administrative leave.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion dollar new investment in southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. More news from Tom Brady's Netflix roast last weekend. Comedian and roast stalwart Jeff Ross making a joke about Patriots owner Robert Kraft's love affair with massage therapy happy endings appeared to seriously anger Brady, who went up to Ross and said, "Knock it off." A couple days ago, Ross told Rich Eisen, however, that everybody loved it, including Brady and Kraft. Ross says he understood Brady's initial reaction, adding that Robert Kraft is like Brady's dad. Ross continued saying that afterwards, Kraft told him personally that he was really happy to get a shout-out. It is unclear if he meant just mildly amused or full-blown massage table happy. Speaking of the Brady roast, Kim Kardashian was mercilessly booed when she took the stage, but those who watch on Netflix will not hear the boo birds. Netflix said the decision was theirs and not Kardashian's to remove the boos, so when it comes to the mega-rich like Kraft and Kardashian, you can't make fun of things that actually happened. Nice to see billionaires finally catching a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any sprinkles or light showers ending, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, light winds in the overnight, and by sunrise, lower 40s. On Friday, sunshine will prevail, highs in the mid-60s, shower and thunderstorm chances on the increase in the late afternoon. It's 53 at our studios.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR locally grown radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area at 10:33. All show long, we honor Mother's Day with your favorite mom memories. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Let's see. It was the size, three times the size, the cleared an area three times the size of New York City's Central Park. Moved out homes, shut down farms, bulldozed the thing flat. The state and local government spent $500 million to do this, to prepare this for this Foxconn factory that Donald Trump said was coming. And he showed up with a golden shovel and said it's going to be the eighth wonder of the world. And then Foxconn never did it because he didn't actually bother to get a signed deal. I mean, it was just he was so incompetent. Well, Joe Biden showed up yesterday in Racine, Wisconsin. And at that same place, and said, you know, AI, Microsoft needs a new AI data center, and they're going to put $3.3 billion into it, create 2,000 permanent jobs and 2,300 construction jobs. And we're going to start right here, and we're going to start right now. And it's a done deal, and it's real. It's not, you know, this BS. Remember Donald Trump, every week was Infrastructure Week, and they never passed any infrastructure legislation. They never built any infrastructure other than a few miles of fence down on the southern border that they took the money away from housing for our soldiers. I mean, literally, there were some places in the country where GI housing was, you know, we had rats and leaky roofs and things, and there was a $5 billion fund to fix that that the Congress had appropriated for that purpose. And Trump said, no, we're going to take that money away from the soldiers and we're going to use it to build the wall that Mexico is supposed to pay for, right? What a con artist. What a hustle. What a scam. Joe Biden gets things done. By the way, Stormy Daniels finished her testimony a few minutes ago. And the redirect, where, you know, the prosecution comes back and essentially rebuts what the defense had said. And the defense was trying to portray Stormy Daniels as basically, you know, a grifter, a hustler, somebody who thought that she could get rich off this story that she'd had sex with Donald Trump. And she pretty much blew that up, Stormy Daniels did. And, you know, pointing out that her lawyer stole $800,000 from her, which was... And so on redirect, they just came back and they read a couple of Trump's tweets where he called her horse face and stuff like that. And left that for the jury at the very end. And now they're moving on to other witnesses. So let's pick up your calls here. Russ in Hickory Lake, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Ah, yes. You know, talking about Trump, you didn't mention who went with him today. Rick Scott.
Oh, yeah. Rick Scott showed up in court today. You're right. Yesterday it was Trump's idiot son.
Some and big-name politician they were talking. But what I call is, you know, I am shocked to a point that I'm not saying this should be Clinton beating Dole, but this race shouldn't be this close. And I tell you, and I listen to you and a lot of people, except for Stephanie Miller, it's not if, it's probable that Trump might win. Because I'll tell you what, you people in Dearborn, Michigan, you stiff us and let us lose Michigan because of this war. And I'll be telling my people up here and saying whatever Trump wants to do to you, do it, because you go west of Mississippi, Tom, he's having problems.
Yeah.
In Nevada and Arizona. Joe Scarborough said something that went right over everybody's head. He's going sideways now in Arizona. You know what's funny? You're out west. They got a Republican governor. I never hear anything about this guy.
Who's they?
But they're not, you know, he's a Republican governor in Nevada.
Oh, Nevada.
Yeah, because he won... because they were unhappy with the Democrat because of Coleman. Mm-hmm. And for a Republican, I never hear anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's probably not going to save that state for Biden.
Right.
Why are you people so down on Biden winning?
There was a fascinating poll that was published yesterday, and I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me, so I can't give you the granular details, Russ. But essentially what they were asking is, You know, how much infrastructure did Donald Trump build versus how much infrastructure has Joe Biden built? And you and I both know Donald Trump didn't build any infrastructure. There was no consequential
legislation. My kids have built more.
Right. And Joe Biden has, you know, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars of infrastructure. But most people thought that they were the same. And what that tells me is that at this point in the race, the polls are meaningless because people are so poorly informed. And what's going to happen after Labor Day, after, you know, after the end of the summer, is that we're going to start seeing in a big way the American public getting educated by the Democratic Party. And I think you combine that with this trial that Trump is going through right now. I think people are starting to, I mean, he's lost a couple of 100,000 small donors. He's virtually everybody who is in his cabinet, his own vice president, are saying they won't vote for him. Can you imagine if Kamala Harris came out and said, I won't vote for Joe Biden? I mean, it would be the death knell, right? I just don't think he has a chance, frankly. I realize what the polls are saying right now. I am concerned about it, but I am not freaked out at all.
But Chris, let's be upfront. 160,000 people in Pennsylvania didn't want him. Michigan was the same. Wisconsin, Indiana, 125,000 people
that voted against him,
and she hasn't been there
for Nikki Haley.
Yeah, but how many really? You know, to me, Tom, I'll tell you over the phone. I'll tell you straight. A Republican's like a tattoo. You'll never erase that, no matter what Nicole Wallace or Jolly does. Really. Or Michael Steele, Jennifer Rubin. That's a tattoo you will never erase from the Democrats' mind.
I know.
You work for them, and let's be honest, Michael Steele, every chance he gets, he still rubs it in that he took 62 seats from us.
Yeah. No, and nobody ever asked Michael Steele, you know, why were you there for big oil? Why were you there for voter suppression? Why were you there?
And he had his own show.
He had his own what?
His own show.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, on MSNBC, which is just shocking.
How many people, Tom, are not going to say, yeah, if I'm still a Republican, because Nikki Haley looks like she's not going to cave. Because I tell you what, they don't show, Tom, these Republicans, he will lose the Midwest.
She has caved. Nikki Haley has endorsed Trump.
Oh, good. Then there goes the 2% he's going to supposedly lose.
I know. But I think it's getting more and more, you know, obviously pathetic. So we'll see.
Russ, I told you, Tom, it's like a tattoo.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
There you go. Russ, thanks a lot for the call. Always
thanks
nice to
lot.
Hear from you. Yeah, good talking to you. Raul in upstate New York. Hey, Raul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's real simple. This reversal of abortion, the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to try and take away women's voting. So really what we're trying to do is to reestablish the Republicans.
I think the next thing they're going to try and do is reverse Social Security, but keep going.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm basically saying is they want us to return to the good old slave days.
Yep.
Where people were on the top. They could do whatever they wanted. They could torture people. They could kill people without anything going on.
Yep.
And I think the other thing is they'll probably try and return citizenship to the states. Remember, federal citizenship is a new idea in the sense that when the republic was first founded, you got your citizenship from the state.
Right.
So I think it's really attempting to move us back into the 18th and 19th century because there's no need for people to work. They'll have robots do it, and Elon Musk can become even a bigger billionaire.
Did federal citizenship come along in the 1920s? And I think it was 1924 that we got the first immigration laws that defined who was and wasn't a citizen. Am I remembering that correctly, or is this?
That is correct. But it also had to do with a lawsuit in Texas over there was a Mexicano who was born in the state, had been in the state all along, and the Texans kept refusing to give him citizenship, and he sued, and that's a lawsuit that began to establish that he could get citizenship, and then out of that.
What year was that?
The,
Oh, gravy.
Was it in the 20th century?
No, I don't have my... Yeah, I believe it was. No, it was in the 19th.
In the 19th century. So, and it was before the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm basically saying is I really think they're just looking at, well, how can we return everything when Polk was running the government?
Yeah.
In other words, the slaveholder was running things, and it was all about slavery. So that's my view of all this, especially this idiocy about removing the ability of women to vote. Mm-hmm. That's really returning us way back. I mean, okay, thank you, Tom. You take care.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it, Raul. That's great food for thought, and thank you for... Do you have any indication that the Supreme Court, or are there any lawsuits that might return citizenship to the states?
No, but I think that, you know, when you were talking about
they'd
Louisiana,
like to do it. Yeah.
I wouldn't see them. I could see them doing it. I could see Texas doing it.
I get it. Raul, I'm sorry. I'm out of time.
Visit TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl?
I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage! 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Rick in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. On May 1st, I was at the day 3 of the peaceful encampment at the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, there will be a meeting of the administration and students to further address their demands. And as you know, in 1957, President Eisenhower ordered the 101st Airborne Division into Little Rock, Arkansas, to allow 9 black students to attend their high school safely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, in the spirit of Ted Lasso, I'm curious. If President Biden were to do likewise and send federalized troops to campuses around the country to ensure the safety and rights of nonviolent students, my question is, wouldn't that greatly improve young people's opinion of Biden at a critical time when their support is needed to win re-election?
I think it would. It would. It's not going to happen, though, and you and I both know it, Rick.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking positively here.
I think, though, the thing that Biden just did, and, you know, this got publicized yesterday in a big way. I talked about it on Monday, but it really wasn't until Wednesday that kind of everybody in the country learned about it, is he cut off the bombs to Israel. You know, he's withholding thousands of these 2,000-pound bombs and thousands of the 500-pound bombs, the dumb bombs that Israel's been using to destroy housing and schools and universities and hospitals and things in Gaza. You know, good on him for that. Bibi Netanyahu is furious.
And I was really impressed that the faculty came out, too, to support what the students were up to.
Yeah.
And people were playing frisbees and being nonviolent. And I led a game, a team game that was great fun. So it was all positive. And the police were not there. They could have been called in, but they were not. So I'm hoping that tomorrow morning they'll make some progress on the negotiations that they're working with the students tomorrow morning.
Yep. From your lips to God's ears, Rick. Thank you very much for the report from Minneapolis.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Lisa in Trevor, Wisconsin. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hi. You were talking about the Vermont situation as far as holding oil companies accountable, and it kind of brought something to my mind that I've been thinking about recently. I had heard Randy Rhodes complaining about her huge property taxes, and of course she lives in Florida, so I wasn't, you know, surprised or taken aback by that because of, you know, the weather and the hurricanes, etc.
Well, plus they have no state income tax, so they've got to, you know, they've got to get their revenue from someplace, and that's why property taxes are so high.
Well, this is insurance, the huge property tax. The property insurance. I'm sorry, tax rates.
Okay.
Insurance rates. Okay. So anyway, and you know, of course, any damage incurred is the companies. And I know that also. I'd heard that some places weren't even issuing new policies. Some of the companies in Florida or in California.
Or what they're doing now is they're putting act of God riders in them, so that
And that's fine. That's fine. But so she mentioned the increases. I'd heard at least one other caller mention increases. I just got my property tax bill, and it's gone. It's almost doubled in the last couple of years. So my question to you, I tried to do a search online, couldn't get an answer. Are we subsidizing it? I live in Wisconsin. Are we subsidizing the insurance companies for property tax rates across the entire United States, regardless of whether we're affected? I've never had a claim against my insurance
now,
company.
You keep saying property tax, but do you mean property insurance?
I know. I'm sorry, the insurance.
We are absolutely what we're doing. I mean, the insurance industry, there's two levels to the insurance industry. There's your basic insurance company that sells you the policy. And then they have their own insurance companies, which are called reinsurance companies. The largest in the world is called Swiss Re. And the reinsurance companies are insurers for the insurance companies. And what's happened in the last 5 years or so is that the reinsurance companies' rates against the insurance companies are starting to explode as a result of climate change.
Sure.
And so the insurance companies are passing that along to everybody.
Sure, and I understand, but I just want to say that I don't know if there's something that can be done federally. You know, if Biden can do anything, but I think this is BS.
I don't think so. I think the only thing you can do is give more money to FEMA so that when people get wiped out.
And I think that's wrong as well. And I think that's wrong as well, and I'll tell you why. States like Florida and Texas continue to allow building in zones they should not. So Florida is continuing to allow building on the coastline, in spite of the fact that we know with climate change that the ocean levels are increasing, that there are going to be continued hurricanes. We've got Texas that has almost no zoning, so they've allowed building in floodplain areas such as around Houston. If you recall the huge flood that happened several years ago, why should the rest of us, and especially states that do the right thing as far as zoning, why should the rest of us have to subsidize that, whether it's FEMA or with our insurance, our property insurance? I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I get it with regard to FEMA. With regard to the insurance companies, I think that they're pretty carefully calibrating their insurance rates based on local risk.
I hope so. But again, I've seen mine almost double. And that's pretty horrific in just a couple of years, in my mind.
Yeah,
I'd like to know, maybe other callers can weigh in on this.
We've seen substantial increases, too. The other thing, though, is that the insurance industry in the last 2 years has had two of their most profitable years in their entire history. So there's a certain amount of price gouging going on in the insurance industry right now, too. It may be, they say that they're trying to build up reserves in anticipation of climate change. I think that they're just shoveling all that money to their CEOs. Lisa, thank you. A thoughtful commentary. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and big-time fan Rich Locascio in studio. And host of Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins us to talk about Saturday night's show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did, yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.